I'm now joined by Todd Schotzik, who is the Carrollton Trojans head baseball coach and was the assistant under Greg Huff back in 2010 when the Trojans finished second in the state playoffs. Coach, rewinding back 10 years to that incredible season, how special was it to be one of the leaders and one of the coaches on the team that will be forever in the record books?
You know, looking back on that season, you know, that was just a great group of athletes who had a lot of success at different avenues throughout their athletic careers, you know. So I think it's kind of really refreshing and kind of uplifting to see those guys be successful. They kind of had some bad things happen to them on the athletic field, you know, be it football or baseball in the year previous. So, man, to see them kind of go that far and the talent they had was great to see, you know, and a lot of great memories from that team and some great talented kids.
Looking back, is there one memory that stands out to you from that 2010 season?
You know, I think the game that kind of defined that season for me was that Western game in the district semifinals. You know, in a game that I think we were the 2 seed and they were the 3 seed going to districts that year, and it kind of had, we had some rain issues, and ended up playing at Western and wasn't even supposed to be there, but we kind of just, you know, wanted to get the game in, and, you know, and once the game started, man, it was one of the all-time greatest games that I can remember being part of, and I think it was an 11-inning game, Zach Davis for us going against Tyler Hunt for them, two of the best pitchers in the area at that time, and man, you know, back in then, you can go 10 innings in a game, and I think by the time all said and done, the 38 strikeouts between the two guys, and Cody Runsman had a base loaded triple to tie the game there, kind of mid part of the game, and luckily for us, you know, we came out top in 11, Ross Lee came in and got the win for us on the mound, but man, that was, to me, one of the games that I remember, just dominant by those two guys on the mound. It's kind of one of those games you're just glad you could be at.
All right, finally, tell us about the team and what you felt like led to that second place finish in the state playoffs.
Two things, as I was kind of, you know, reflecting on that year and as I was kind of looking at some stuff, you know, things that stood out to me, one, just as a group, just the competitive fire in that group. You got that group mad, or you got that group kind of motivated and fired up, and there was nothing that was standing in their way between what their goal was, and that was just an absolutely fiery, competitive group of athletes. And the second thing that I kind of noticed, man, I was looking at the lineup on that squad. You know, like, I think that in the 9 hole was I think Jake Staten hit 330-something, had like a 380 on base, and the 8th spot was Brandon Eschenball. He hit 340-something that year, and, you know, as I kind of looked up in that line, I was like, man, that was just a stacked, talented team. Not taken away from, I think, that 3 or 4 guys that were all stays at the top of the lineup. So there's just a whole bunch of talent on that team, and guys that, like I said, just had a kind of refuse-to-lose mentality when it came to that season. They kind of played with a chip on their shoulder. You know, the year before, we lost in the district championship game to Salisbury. I know they weren't happy with that, so they came back on that next season, man, and they were kind of out on a mission, and as time tells us, man, they had a great season.